Outside the F-14, the daylight had started to fade. It was late winter in the Arctic, a time of perpetual darkness. Rachel realized she was flying into a land of permanent night. As the minutes passed, the sun faded entirely, dropping below the horizon. They continued north, and a brilliant three-quarter moon appeared, hanging white in the crystalline glacial air. Far below, the ocean waves shimmered, the icebergs looking like diamonds sewn into a dark sequin mesh. Finally, Rachel spotted the hazy outline of land. But it was not what she had expected. Looming out of the ocean before the plane was an enormous, snow-capped mountain range. Mountains? Rachel asked, confused. There are mountains north of Greenland? Apparently, the pilot said, sounding equally surprised. As the nose of the F-14 tipped downward, Rachel felt an eerie weightlessness. Through the ringing in her ears, she could hear a repeated electronic ping in the cockpit. The pilot had apparently locked on to some kind of directional beacon and was following it in. As they passed below 3,000 feet, Rachel stared out at the dramatic moonlit terrain beneath them. At the base of the mountains, an expansive snowy plain swept wide. The plateau spread gracefully seaward about 10 miles until it ended abruptly at a sheer cliff of solid ice that dropped vertically into the ocean. It was then that Rachel saw it, a sight like nothing she had ever seen anywhere on Earth. At first she thought the moonlight must be playing tricks on her. She squinted down at the snowfields, unable to comprehend what she was looking at. The lower the plane descended, the clearer the image became. What in the name of God? The plateau beneath them was striped, as if someone had painted the snow with three huge striations of silver paint. The glistening strips ran parallel to the coastal cliff. Not until the plane dropped past 500 feet did the optical illusion reveal itself. The three silver stripes were troughs, each one over 30 yards wide. The troughs had filled with water and frozen into broad, silvery channels that stretched in parallel across the plateau. The white berms between them were mounded dikes of snow. As they dropped toward the plateau, the plane started bucking and bouncing in heavy turbulence. Rachel heard the landing gear engage with a heavy clunk, but she still saw no landing strip. As the pilot struggled to keep the plane under control, Rachel peered out and spotted two lines of blinking strobes straddling the outermost ice trough. She realized, to her horror, what the pilot was about to do. "We're landing on ice?" she demanded. The pilot didn't respond. He was concentrating on the buffeting wind. Rachel felt a drag in her gut as the craft decelerated and dropped toward the ice channel. High snow berms rose on either side of the aircraft, and Rachel held her breath, knowing the slightest miscalculation in the narrow channel would mean certain death. The wavering plane dropped lower between the berms, and the turbulence suddenly disappeared. Sheltered there from the wind, the plane touched down perfectly on the ice. The Tomcat's rear thrusters roared, slowing the plane. Rachel exhaled. The jet taxied about 100 yards farther and rolled to a stop at a red line spray-painted boldly across the ice.